Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Desiree Dubois, founder of An Empowered Woman and Let's Talk Success. I have the pleasure of speaking with Sean Arnold, the attorney Sean Arnold, who is the founder of Kick Your Boss to the Curb Today. Good morning, Sean. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Desiree. I am feeling empowered. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm feeling empowered. Thank you. I'm very excited about the event that you have upcoming on October the 3rd. But first, tell us a little bit about you and about the program and then what we can expect on the 3rd.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Well, I am a business attorney. I've been a business attorney for 20 years. I have been a business consultant for 30 years. And I work with frustrated professionals who are sitting at the top of their career mountain, looking around thinking, holy mackerel, this is not my mountain. I work with them to help them get from the place where they are working themselves to death to make somebody else rich, to the place where they can focus on their own dream. They can focus on their own business enterprise. I quite a bit with business built for themselves job age hamster wheel. They're just going around in circles because they have missed some of their foundation that puts them in a position where they're having trouble growing their business. They're having trouble making the business bring them the kind of revenue that they need to support themselves and their families and to participate the way they want to in their communities. So in practicing law for 21 years and being a business consultant for 30 years, as you can imagine, I've seen a lot of train wrecks in business. And my gift is I can keep you from being the next one. And with that point of view, I developed, the name of my company is actually Platinum Power. And I developed Platinum Power's executive suite of products. The first one is the business plan, because that's where you need to start when you're getting into business, or if you're in business and you're having trouble and you don't know what to do next. Go back to planning. Strategic planning is always going to be the key. So this course will help you craft an investor-grade business plan. And this is a business plan that if you are looking for money from someone that you already know, or you're looking for money from a traditional bank or traditional financing source, then you can give them the business plan, and they can make an investment decision on the business plan. But if you are seeking investment dollars from people that you don't know, then we need to talk about SEC compliance and the need that you may have to draft a private placement memorandum. So all of that is part of the business plan teaching. The other half of Platinum Power's executive suite of products is the business series. Now, this is a 300 and some odd page reference material where you can start, it literally is soup to nuts. Start with conceptualizing your business. What are your options for organizing your business? How do you brand the business? How do you get into business? How do you operate your business? This includes all of the operations issues that entrepreneurs run into that they're just not ready for. So Fast Path to Cash is kind of a taste of all of this. It is business planning and the seven pillars of success is what I call them. These are the seven cash flow systems that iconic businesses have running on automatic, and that you need to have running on automatic in your business if you want to stay in business successfully. So we're going to pull from the business series, and we're going to pull from the business plan, and we are going to wrap it all up in the mindset of the entrepreneur. I am master certified in neuro-linguistic programming, and I have studied under master motivational speaker, the motivator Les Brown, for about 6 years, and I have a real sensitivity to the mindset issues that entrepreneurs go through as they are trying to start, build, or fix the business of their dreams. Most people do not fail in business because they lack the skill set to sell lingerie and auto parts. They fail in business chiefly because they lack the mindset to sell lingerie and auto parts. So we're going to deal with your mindset as the entrepreneur. We're going to put you at cause versus being at effect, meaning we're going to do away with the blame game. We're going to learn how to take responsibility in each and every situation, even when things seem unfair, because that's what gives you options. And then we're going to talk deeply about how we perceive information in the world and how we filter that information according to our beliefs and our values and a number of other filters, and then how we project that back out into the world, seeking to validate what we already believe. And so what does that mean for you as the entrepreneur? What do you believe is possible for you as an entrepreneur? Starting your business, building your business, fixing your business. Do you believe it's possible? How high do you believe you can go? We're going to deal with these issues at Fast Path to Cash. Now, this is a complimentary one-day workshop on Saturday, October 3rd. It will be at 1010 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. It's right between Bixel and Figueroa in downtown Los Angeles. If you want to attend, take a look at the full program, which is at www.kickyourbosstothecurbtoday.com. I know that's a really long URL, but I have a hard time typing it without laughing. Once more, that's www.kickyourbosstothecurbtoday.com. Take a look at the entire four-day program that we are running. And the October 3rd event is an overview of this four-day program. So you'll just get a taste of it, you'll get an opportunity to see what it is, and you'll get an opportunity to register for the March 2016 event.
Okay, so now you mentioned the seven pillars, and I can respect the fact that when people are coming from the corporate world, you know, that's a different environment. And now they have to think about going to ground zero themselves as far as establishing and building and being able to maintain their business. Can you share at least a couple of those so that they have an idea of how deep this program is going to go?
Yes, absolutely. Cash flow systems. These are the systems that allow you to work on your business and not in your business. And so that means things that you don't normally think about, things like referral systems. Most people will consider the importance of asking for referrals from past clients, but you should actually have systems set up in your business so that you're asking for referrals from people right up front, from prospects as they're walking in the door. As they are in the emotional condition to do business with you, that is probably going to be the best time to consider asking them to find other people that they love, that they want to have the same emotional condition, that same beautiful experience of doing business with you. So there are a number of ways that your cash flow, your referral system, need to be built into the systems of how you communicate with your clients. Another of your cash flow systems includes your marketing. A lot of people go up to 30,000 feet and they gather a bunch of business and then they land the plane so that they can satisfy that business. They go up and they go down and they go up and they go down, and it is utterly exhausting to the average entrepreneur. We're going to show you how to properly structure your marketing system so that you're able, as the entrepreneur, to get up at 30,000 feet, 35,000 feet, and fly the plane. Work on the business, not work in the business. So that is, those are two of seven of the pillars of success for your business.
Great. And I understand that you have some other professionals that will be available that day that are going to be speaking as well.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Program.
Absolutely. As I said earlier, I am master certified in neuro-linguistic programming. And my sensei in neuro-linguistic programming is Kaya Redford. And he is going to speak with us. He's going to take a piece of the cause and effect. How do we get ourselves to a position where we can really take responsibility for what's going on in our businesses and in our lives? And he's going to help us with that perception piece as well. So he's going to speak, and I have a business partner named Mary Lamborn. Mary is a cash flow strategist. I do the business plan research, analysis, and writing, and Mary does the cash flow system. And let me tell you, when you have a proper cash flow analysis in your business, you will know before you ever get into business how much money, how much time, and how much relationship capital you have to sink into your business before you spend that money. Before you take that step out, you will know whether you're dealing with a very expensive hobby or a sustainable business. And Mary is going to speak to those issues on Saturday, October 3rd.
Fantastic. Well, all the information is in the description, so I encourage everybody. This is a complimentary event, so between the information, the networking, and just the, you know, the opportunity to be able to find out more and to start or build your business, I encourage everyone to join us today. So in closing, Sean, what empowering thoughts do you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, if you want to attend the Saturday, October 3rd event, please send me an email. My first name is spelled S-H-A-U, N as in Nancy E. That's Sean at businessbootcamponline.com. Sean at businessbootcamponline.com. And if you have any questions, want to speak to me directly, please feel free to call me, 213-718-3468. And in closing, I'd just like to leave you with my tagline, which is, as always, that I encourage you to maximize your competence to get the confidence you need to succeed. Thank you, Desiree.
You're welcome. And I want to thank our listeners. And until we meet again, stay empowered.